Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Today's topic is on iodine. Iodine is a trace element necessary for human health. Considered trace because only 1.5 tenths of a milligram is necessary for the average person each day. The ocean is basically the source of iodine, so areas in the past where deficiencies of iodine occurred were inland and mountainous regions. These regions, at least in the United States, were called the goiter belt because the thyroid gland is the main user of iodine, and a goiter is the term used for the swelling of that gland that could become very prominent in the neck. Nowadays, this happens much less often, as iodine is added to much of the salt we eat, for one. And of course, our food is not sourced regionally anymore. Hence, no goiter belt area in this country. Funny enough as well, a major source of iodine these days is actually coming from the disinfectants used in dairy processing, as well as dough conditioners used in baking. If something that could be considered good can get into our food from processing, makes you wonder what else is getting in, but I digress. There's also the concept of goitrogens, which are foods that interfere with the uptake of iodine by the thyroid. The biggest category of these are the cabbage family of plants, including our favorites, broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts. But other foods such as soybeans, including tofu, but even peanuts, sweet potatoes, and spinach. For the majority of people, as long as those foods are mostly cooked and eaten in normal amounts, this should not be a problem, provided the person has adequate iodine intake. One issue I'd like to mention is a recent practice whereby a few holistic doctors advocate relatively large amounts of iodine be given as a supplement, well beyond the tenth of a milligram RDA amounts. As much as a factor of 100 more than that, up to 10 milligrams daily. While this may be okay for a very short time in someone who's truly lacking in iodine, evidence suggests this is in fact risky, as such large doses can actually shut down the thyroid gland, and has been used as a tactic to do just that in overactive hyperthyroid conditions. The evidence one doctor used to promote these high iodine doses is the supposed Japanese intake of seaweed. By my own personal take on this is that he's confusing dry weight with cooked seaweed weight. It's actually used in the Japanese diet. So my message for you is just be careful with overdosing the iodine. All that said, seafood is a great source of iodine. Haddock in a 3-ounce serving, having just under the tenth of a milligram of the daily amount. The adventurous could also eat so-called seaweeds like wakame, which eaten daily like the Japanese do in their soup, is just excellent for getting a daily amount of iodine. Be careful with kelp, on the other hand, which is easy to get too much of, so use it sparingly. Nori, used to wrap sushi, only contains relatively small amounts of iodine, so it was not that great of a source. Iodized salt can benefit many people, although some people seem sensitive to the processing of this type of salt. Unprocessed sea salt may have iodine in it as well, so talk to your health provider or nutritionist about that. A special danger exists for pregnant women's babies, as mental development problems can occur if not getting enough iodine. So again, women of childbearing age should see to it that a source of iodine is had. Unfortunately, there is not a very reliable measurement of iodine in the body, as lab values to check one's status, so the doctor would rely mostly on a history of the person's diet to assess iodine sufficiency. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.